In this podcast, I want to talk to you about the role of the legs and the feet in swimming. Now, this can apply not only to freestyle, but to all of the strokes, but particularly in freestyle and backstroke, the legs are staying very straight behind the body, and that's their predominant position. And I think we can point out the importance of the legs, their special role, because in those strokes, it's more obvious between our way of looking at the role of the legs and the conventional view, conventional swimming's view of the role of the legs. In conventional swimming, the legs are there to propel, to push, to get, you know, they're like a motor in the rear of the body, like a motor on the back end of a boat, an outboard motor, and it's pushing the body forward, while the arms in front are a second motor, and they are pulling the body forward. In total immersion, we take a different view of this. We want to create a body that's one unified propulsive unit. So the legs and the arms are working together as one single motor instead of dividing the body into two motors. And it's not just a play on words that we do this. Literally, if you have your legs fluttering behind you and kicking, and bending at the knees and bending at the waist and doing the fluttering motion, your legs and your hips are rotating at a different pattern than the rotation of your torso and your upper body. That means that somewhere in your lower back, the vertebrae, one set of vertebrae above has to be twisting at a different rate than the set of vertebrae below that point, right there in your lower back and your waist. And that, just think about it, having those vertebrae twist in opposite directions at the same time, that doesn't sound like a recipe for a good, healthy back, does it? No. Well, I'm going to bring that up in another podcast. And I've also written some articles in the blog on the Mediterra Smooth Strokes blog on that topic, your kick and lower back pain. You can look it up. So this is elaborating on that a little bit. Anyways, we want one unified propulsive body so that the movement of the legs is working with the movement of the upper body, and there's no shear stress going on in the spine. So we're gonna take care of the spine by swimming this way. So then looking at the legs specifically, we want the legs, the first role of the legs is to become an extension of the fuselage of your body. So imagine a jet airplane or a beautiful attack submarine underwater. Well, the front half is perfectly unified with the rear half of that vessel. There's not two vessels. There is one vessel with no hinging in the middle. So the front is streamlined, cutting through the air, and the rear end is streamlined, so air can slip down the backside, the rear end of it, very smoothly, creating a little turbulence. And there's no hinging. So that allows water to flow over the vessel in a much more streamlined way, much more unified way, reducing turbulence and drag. And that's very important. So the first role of the legs is just to create a longer, more unified vessel so that water can flow alongside it with less drag. So any movement of the legs that's apart from the movement of the torso, any poking out of the knees or the heels or the thighs will create extra turbulence, extra drag. And so we want to avoid that. The second role of the legs is that not only are they just merely the tail end of the airplane or the submarine, they are a surface area under which that flow of water goes. So every time you take a stroke, you send a pulse of pressured water under the body. And if those legs are tied in nicely to the upper body and they're creating like an extension, imagine like the bottom of a surfboard or the bottom of a paddleboard. Water is flowing under the entire board and the pressure of the water is pushing up on that board, keeping it afloat. So if you are long and stretched out and unified, your tail end with your upper body, water flows under you and provides some lift to your lower body. But if you hinge and you break and you bend at your lower body, you break that flow of water and you end up dragging your lower body through the water rather than having it slide hidden behind the upper body. Okay, so it's very important that that rear end is tied in long and straight and slender behind your upper body. So then we come to the third roll then. Once you've learned to do those two things, once you've learned to hide the body and unify it to the front, once you've learned to really hold it stretched out so that you have this nice long body that rides on top of the surface, then we can train the legs to the two beat kick, which then allows the legs to kick in a rhythm that cooperates and enhances what the torso is doing in front, the rotation of the torso in front. That is what we want happening with the legs. So they're not merely avoiding causing problems, they're now contributing to the role of the body line being supported by the water. So now your tail end, your back of your bottom, back of your swimsuit is brushing against the surface. The legs are staying close to the surface, parallel to them. Now for some people with really heavier legs like me and other runners and cyclists stuff, those legs are heavy, but nonetheless, this is gonna work so much better at keeping them near the surface. When you keep them long and stretched out behind you, that flow of water is gonna do more for you with virtually no energy expenditure versus trying to kick to hold those up near the surface. I mean, it is like massive energy difference. Putting the effort into just holding the long stretched body versus breaking that frame and then kicking your legs like mad to try to keep those legs near the surface. There's just no comparison to about how economical this approach is. And then when you learn how to do the two-beat kick, that little press of the foot, it doesn't help you pushing back on the water, but that little press, what it does is it enhances your torso rotation, and it's just enough lift to bring and keep one of the legs near the surface. And so each time you press, the opposite leg slides back up near the surface, and you press again, and the other leg slides back up to the surface, and back and forth, those legs go like that. So that's what we want. We want the legs to contribute to streamline and then contribute to propulsion in a way, excuse me, contribute to balance with the letting the water press up on the legs, the flow of water press up on the legs, and then contribute to streamline, keeping them nice and hidden behind the torso of the body, and then have them contribute to propulsion in having them only press in a small amount of space, just press with once for each rotation of the torso. And that creates a marvelously streamlined, very economical, and very pleasing way to use the legs in swimming. And you'll find out you have so much more energy to keep on swimming. So I just wanted to encourage you with that, to view the role of your legs perhaps differently than you have before. And if you've just been hiding the legs behind your body, trying to get them out, know that there is more there for them to do than just kind of hiding behind there. Once you train them to kick in this two-beat fashion, it's going to bring a lot more satisfying contribution to your propulsion. All right, that's all I had to say on that, and I'll talk to you later.